Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Monday the 26th of April. The sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus, and the planets are saying...
Gentle is always preferable.
Always. The planets.
Full moon.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, thanks to this astrological combo, it is easier for a conversation to become an I'm right and you couldn't be more wrong contest than a legitimate exchange of ideas. Separately, if you are confronted with an unexpected development, remember, your approach is key, especially if these unexpected developments entail a slight or not so slight enforced modification to setups and arrangements or redefines the concept of not quite going according to plan. And yes, it would be tempting to cement yourself to your position, mostly because you've given the topic a lot of thought and you know that you're absolutely right. However, your fellows have also given the topic a lot of thought, and if they happen to have arrived at a different solution, not out of the question, by the way, they too know that they are absolutely right. That said, go for it, assuming that it, the project or endeavor, captures your interest and passes the feasible and functional smell tests. You can make tremendous strides with various creative or financial ventures. However, insisting upon a methodical linear program, when the situation clearly calls for some innovation and thinking outside the box, could cost a step or two or five.
Or 20. Okay. Signs particularly affected by the full moon?
Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Scorpio.
And if one's birthday, 26th of April.
When dealing with partnership and relationship issues, your willingness to give a little to get a little will make all the difference. Plus, whenever possible, do the sweetness and light rather than the slash and burn thing. Although the latter may intermittently seem more appealing, especially when certain propositions are factored in, the former will net you your druthers with minimal muss, fuss, and or collateral damage.
Oh, do the former. Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.